Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Grim statistics released by the state today show the opioid epidemic is showing little signs of abating. In 2015, there were more than 1,300 opioid-related deaths in Massachusetts, and state officials expect that number to go above 1,500 once toxicology tests are confirmed. The data released from the state today also include new information about what types of drugs are causing overdoses and how many emergency medical calls involve opioids. WBUR's Deborah Becker has spoken with state officials about the new numbers, and she's here to tell us more. Hi there, Deb.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, give us some more information or more depth about what the new numbers from the Department of Public Health say.
Well, as you mentioned, these numbers, Meghna, are astonishingly high. What's even more dramatic is when you look at how these numbers have changed in just the past 4 years. In 2012, there were 668 opioid-related overdose deaths. The projection for 2015, once all toxicology tests are in, 1,526 deaths.
Wow.
And also what these numbers show is what it means when we say opioid-related. Most of these deaths involve heroin, and 50% of the deaths involve the powerful painkiller fentanyl, which heroin is often cut with. The numbers also paint a picture and show that the deaths are concentrated among younger white men. They give us the demographics. Here's State Department of Public Health Commissioner Monica Burrell.
The opioid deaths disproportionately impact younger people. 67% of the unintentional overdoses last year were from individuals under the age of 44. And you'll see that, again, it's also males and white males. But really, we see that, you know, more men are dying from this than women, but it's impacting everybody across all communities in Massachusetts.
And Meghna, what these numbers also show is that three Massachusetts counties are particularly hard hit: Norfolk, Middlesex, and Bristol counties.
Wow. So really, just astonishing numbers, almost more than double in just the past couple of years. I understand that the numbers also include information about emergency transport and the use of opioid overdose reversal drugs such as Naloxone or Narcan. What are those numbers?
Well, this is the first time that the state is reporting this EMS data. In 2015, EMS responded to about 12,000 opioid-related incidents, and that's in 1 year, and administered naloxone or Narcan almost 13,000 times. Commissioner Burrell says she hopes that what these numbers will do will help officials make sure that they're targeting state resources in the places where they're needed most.
Mm, and it's naloxone, as you said. I mispronounced it a little earlier. My apologies. So tell us, is this the information, is that the point overall of continuing to collect this data?
That's right. State officials are trying to identify who's at risk, what drugs are involved, which areas of the state appear to be particularly hard hit. Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says this data will help in several ways.
The data is very important to paint the picture of the opioid crisis in the Commonwealth. It will help us target our interventions, target our resources, and work very closely both locally and with law enforcement to really contain the crisis and ultimately to eliminate it or mitigate it.
But Deb, I wonder, do we have any indication of what the data for 2016, we're in the middle of the year, but what it might end up looking like?
Right. Well, based on what the numbers suggest so far, the state is making some estimates. And these are estimates before toxicology screens are completely confirmed. But they feel that they've been able to do some what they call predictive modeling to figure out exactly where we are. And what they estimate is that the rate of opioid-related overdose deaths in the first 3 months of 2016 is pretty much comparable to the rate that it was in 2015.
Okay. So I wonder, though, is this upward trajectory that we've seen in deaths over the past few years, is that because the epidemic is actually getting worse, or we've had, more awareness and more efforts surrounding it, and we're just reporting the numbers more accurately?
Right. Well, we certainly are reporting them more accurately and more timely. These numbers today really represent a new partnership with the medical examiner's office to try to get more real-time data about what's going on. So we definitely have a better picture, but state officials also say that there are dramatic increases. There is no question that these dramatic increases are increases in opioid-related deaths, and they don't feel that these numbers have peaked as of yet, and they think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Okay, so these new numbers then sort of put a very interesting light on a conference that you recently attended in Baltimore about treatment, and addiction treatment, and there was a great deal of discussion of there you reported about how to best treat opioid addiction, and so what are medical professionals saying now?
Well, at the American Society of Addiction Medicine conference, the consensus pretty much was that medication-assisted treatment is the most effective way to deal with opioid addiction. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin made a very impassioned speech to the medical providers asking them to help reduce the 250 million opioid pain pillar prescriptions that are written in the U.S. every year. This is a bit of what he had to say.
Do we have 250 million Americans in chronic pain? Is that what you guys think? Why are we asking pharma to find new ways to treat opiate addiction when we know that we could find a direct way? Stop passing out painkillers like candy, America. That's my message. That should be your message. Let's tell them to cut it out.
And Governor Shumlin said he hopes that doctors will be wary of a pharmaceutical industry solution, medication-assisted treatment, for what he says is a pharmaceutical industry-caused problem.
Okay, so when we say medication-assisted treatment, specifically that means what?
That means methadone, buprenorphine, which is marketed as Suboxone, or naltrexone, which is marketed as Vivitrol. Now, the research shows that people do better using medication than those who do not. But there was also a group of doctors who met at the conference, and they say they hope that providers also focus on the psychological as well as the physical side of addiction, because they say medication can help, but people also need an awful lot of support. And there are a lot of doctors grappling with this issue and grappling with what they feel is their role in this whole problem. This is Dr. Alan Weiner, who started practicing addiction medicine in Holyoke a few years ago.
I was of the generation of docs that was sold a bill of goods, you know, by the drug companies, and that it was our obligation to treat patients for pain. It was the fifth vital sign, and don't worry, patients can handle this, and you won't get them addicted, but it's your duty. So, charged ahead with my, you know, this responsibility, and as I look back now, see how much I'd become a dealer, a drug dealer.
And Dr. Weiner says while he knows that the evidence does support medication for treatment, he also advocates that folks undergo counseling. And most of the doctors feel that the best thing for most patients is medication and then some kind of support, whatever it takes really, to try to help them get their lives back on track again.
Well, Deborah Becker is senior correspondent and host for WBUR. Deb, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And if you go to WBUR.org, you can find a lot more of Deb's continuing coverage on the opioid addiction crisis in Massachusetts and the nation as a whole. Again, that's at WBUR.org. Stay with us. There's more coming up in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.